Amen. How many can say amen to that tonight? Unending love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Well, we're certainly having a good time today. Amen. We're ready for round two here this evening. How many's ready for round two? Amen. We wholeheartedly say amen to what we heard this morning. That is... if somebody asks you what the message is, that's it. Amen. Amen. God's threefold purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful. And somehow we got included in it. Amen. What a privilege. Amen. What an honor. What a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Amen. Just meditating over a few things this afternoon. You know, Brother Graham said that, you know, the attribute was a thought. And of course, we know that the prophets would see things by vision. And what they saw was what God was revealing to them in heavenly places. But then those visions became word. Word came to the prophet. And then that word is received in you. Right? And now that's the word living out in you and through you, right? And that's why the fullness of the word had to come here, had to be restored and had to come here in the end time, so the fullness of the word could inhabit a body. Amen? And express itself through a body. And I believe the best is yet to come. Amen? We have quotes for it, so it's, you know, people have opinions and this and that. We're not up here to express our opinions, right? We have statements, quotes of what is coming and what's ahead of us, you know. And if there isn't a quick, short work, a great work, with Christ having preeminence in a body, if that doesn't take place, well, then the devil will say, well, sure, you took them all in a rapture, and you said she wouldn't fall, but you didn't let me at it, right? So God is going to let Satan, you know, he says, have you considered my bride, right? Amen. And just as with the children of Israel in their first Exodus, they were the bait for Pharaoh and for the devil, you know, which it was typing out. The bride is the bait here in the end time. Amen. And Satan is going to come and give it his best shot, and he's going to lose. Amen. And the power of this blood, the finished work of redemption is going to be proven. Right? There won't be any question. There won't be any doubt. And the power of this blood is going to be manifested. Amen. Because God is going to have preeminence in a body. Amen. Amen. Complete control. Amen. Amen. And we are honored to be living in that time. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Well, let's sing as our brother is preparing to come this evening. I need you, Lord.
I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now.
Amen. How many can say that with all your heart tonight? I need you, Lord.
I need you, Lord. Yes, I need you, Lord, right now.
Hallelujah.
And so I live my I need you, Lord.
need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, I need you. Bless you. Yeah, thank you for the musicians. So let's pray and then we will read a portion of the scripture. So I really count it a great privilege to come, share the word of the Lord, and really appreciate your prayers for us. So the preaching is not easy now in India because we have many places in India. They have anti-conversion law implemented, which means if you are born Hindu, you have to be remain Hindu. But still the Lord is giving us burden to go all those places. Like especially where we cannot preach, but the Lord is coming in a mighty way, helping us. So a lot of people are accepting the Lord. So please keep us in your prayer. Recently, when I was here, before that we had some pastors in our contact in a place called Uttar Pradesh. And then two brothers from our church went there. They had ministers seminar there with those pastors. Some 50 pastors came and 35 of them accepted the message and ready for the baptism. And 10 of them are already got baptized. 25 left, so we are inviting them to our place, 10 by 10. So please keep in prayer. 35 pastors means 35 churches are coming up. So we need your prayers. And we have a burden because when the new people comes, we really need to give them something to feed upon. That they may get established and get rooted in the word of God. So that's why we are printing message into Punjabi and Hindi language. And the Lord is really blessing our efforts. And the message is really going forth. And also before we go in the word, I would like to thank you for helping. And now we have a nice building, the church. And since we have the new church, now we have the place to accommodate the people. There are some 200 people now we have in the church. And the amazing, the surprising thing is, I am the only one who born in a Christian family. All of them are Hindus and Sikh. We have 4 deacons, all are converted from Sikh. So the Lord, and through them we are reaching to their people, their communities. So appreciate your prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. So I would like to read Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. And we will continue speak same things. Amen? Because it is almost 5 years, the Lord, I can say that, revealed these things to me
wherever I go, whenever I preach, so every time I preach this second fold. Because any message you read, amen?
Yeah.
So Brother Branham is talking about these things. Amen? Because that is the present truth God revealed to us. Amen? So the same thing we are going to talk again.
Amen.
The second fold of God's eternal plan.
Amen.
Colossians 2, 9 and 10. For in him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him,
Amen.
Which is the head of all principality and power.
Amen.
Let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank you that we can call you Abba, our Father.
Amen.
Thank you for this great privilege that we have. And thank you for the marvelous fellowship that you have given by your grace.
Yes,
thank you for the blood that we can approach the throne with boldness. Because of the blood. And we know that all our sins are forgiven. And you see us under the blood of the Lamb. Lord, we thank you for everything that you are doing and you have done in our lives. And especially that we are the sons and daughters of God. And Lord, speak to our hearts tonight, and we want to give you glory, honor, and praise for the things, Lord, you are revealing and you have given to us through this glorious message by the prophet of this time. We thank you for the ministry, Lord, in these last days. So bless us, Lord, and if there is special need, we bring before you, knowing that you have given us the promise that whatsoever you will ask in my name, it will be given unto you, that your joy may fulfill. And Lord, as we have sung the song, we need you, because without you we can do nothing. Help us, Lord, tonight as we commit everything into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. You may be seated, please. So God bless you richly. Amen.
Amen.
So we know that God has an eternal plan. And that eternal plan is his eternal purpose. And he is working to achieve that plan. And he is going to achieve because his plan never cannot be forfeited. Amen. Because his a God, omnipotent God. Amen?
Amen?
So, God is a mystery. He's mysterious God.
Right.
And we heard that he wanted to express himself. And he chose some people, his church, to express himself. That is the only goal he wanted to achieve. Amen? And his eternal, because God is a mystery. His plan is a mystery.
Right.
And his eternal purpose is a mystery.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. But Branham said in the message, God does not call man to judgment without first warning him. What's the threefold purpose of God's great plan since before the foundation of the world?
Right.
And bring it down to today. The threefold plan of God, the plan, I am working on the second part of it now.
Right.
Getting the scripture out and hunting them out and placing them. Amen. God created the universe for his purpose. Because everything is for a purpose. Amen. And Brother Branham said, you remember, he showed Joseph the vision, the stars, the moon, sun, all those things. Amen?
Yeah.
Brother Branham said, look what he told Abraham. Look what he told the apostles. Look what he told the prophets. Look how he promised in this day God is in His universe. God is in His Word. Amen. God is the origin, amen, of the universe. We heard this morning that when God created all the things, actually He wanted to express Himself. Everything on the earth, in the universe, is His expressions. He is expressing His attributes. Amen? So the earth, the heavens, the stars, everything is created by Him. Amen? The first sentence in the Bible, in the first book of the Bible is, in the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. Amen? So now, from the Bible, we clearly see that God is the creator of the heavens and of the earth. Amen? And man is made by Him. Human beings. Amen? So God is the source of mankind. For mankind was created by Him. Amen? Human beings live, move, exist in God. Because the book of Acts 17:28 says, for in Him we live and move and exist. Yes. Amen? So God created man according to His image, that man might be a vessel to contain Him. Yes. Amen? We are like a vessel. We are container. The content is God Himself. Yes. He wants to fill us with Himself. Yes. Amen. So God created the universe. And the purpose, we know that He wanted to express Himself through His creation. Amen. Amen. That's why the Bible says, Romans 1, 19, 20, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Amen. Being understood by the things that are made, even the eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Yes. So now the Bible says everything which is invisible, human mind cannot understand eternal things. Right. We are mortal. Yeah. So to understand eternal, invisible things, because invisible things are eternal. Amen. The things we see around us are temporal. Yeah. Right. So the Bible says that God created visible things, and from the creation of the world are clearly seen, amen, being understood by the things that are made. So we can understand invisible realm, amen, by the things which are seen, created by God. Yes. This means that we can know God through the heavens, the earth, and all things.
Right. Amen.
Because God created everything, and then He hides Himself in His creation.
Amen.
He's hidden everywhere.
Yeah.
We can find God anywhere because He is omnipresent God. So God hides Himself in the universe. Because God is hidden in the universe, so that's why there is a mystery in the universe. Universe is a mystery. In our eyes, heaven, earth, and man, all are mysteries. We are a mystery. Amen. When we look at heaven, earth, and ourselves, we cannot explain them. After all, what is heaven? What is earth? And what are we human beings? Many people, knowledgeable people, astronomers and geologists and some anthropologists as well, have spent much time on this studying.
That's
trying to know the universe, trying to understand all these things. Amen. But at the end, they all say that it is, the universe is difficult and even impossible to explain. Amen. Even to this day, nobody could explain. Hallelujah. Nobody could explain from where it came from and what stories it hold, why the human life is only possible on the earth, why the animal is here, fish are here, the birds are here, the life is only here on this earth. Amen. So actually, not only is this universe a mystery, but God also is a mystery. Yeah.
That's right.
And even we ourselves are mystery.
Right. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So according to our understanding, while we, while there are many books in the world, amen, they wrote many books about the universe.
Yeah.
Many scholars and scientists and all.
Yeah.
But nobody could explain it. And is not able to explain it. Their understanding is incomplete. There is a limit. Whatever they tell, that's not complete understanding. Amen. But there is only one book in this world. That is the Bible. That is the most complete, clear and useful in explaining the very truth behind the universe. There are thousands of books, but there is not any book that can tell you why this universe is here and from where this universe has come. Amen. So that's why we have to come back to the Bible to look all these questions. Amen. So there is only one book in human history called the Bible, a book written by men under divine inspiration that explains clearly the origins of heaven, earth, and man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So this book is not too long, but it's not also too little in its contents, but it is a complete book. But Branham said, written by some 40 writers, amen, and in the period of some at least 1,500 or 600 years, amen.
Right.
And whatever they wrote is written under the inspiration.
Right.
Because all the scripture is given by inspiration.
Right.
Amen. So the more we consider and meditate on the word of God and read the Bible, the more we understand the transparency and clarity of the universe. Amen. Even though in the world there are many scholars and scientists and philosophers, they may not have as much understanding concerning the universe as we do. Amen. We know more of them because of the message, because of the Bible. Amen. So we know from the Bible that the heavens are for the earth, the Bible tells us, and the earth is for man, and the man is for God. But Branham said when he created the earth, he created earth for our permanent abode. That is our permanent habitation. Even after 3.5 years, we are going to spend the eternity on the earth. You are not going anywhere. You are coming back in Tucson. Amen. So this earth is our permanent abode. Hallelujah. So the human life is truly a mystery. The mystery of human life, however, is only a part of the mystery of the universe. Because we are a part of the universe.
Amen.
We are spread everywhere. We have our stars, our theophany, as we sang this morning about the theophany. Amen. So man is the beginning of the mystery of the universe. Amen. Actually, the mystery of man is the mystery of you.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Several elements are present in both the human body and the earth. Like oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, calcium, different things. Amen. So when man fell, because man is a part of the universe, and this universe is made for man. For Adam. For us. Amen. Because when we are going back millennium, we are going to reign as kings and priests. Hallelujah. So when man fell, universe fell. Because man is a part of the universe. Amen. So when man fell, that's what Brother Branham preached in the seals. Hallelujah. So when Adam fell, everything fell with him.
Right.
The birds, the plants, everything.
Right.
Everything in the universe, the stars, all that. There was nothing lost, Brother Branham said, until Adam. And after Adam, all was lost in the earth. And everything on the creation of the earth was lost.
Right.
When Adam lost. Amen. So God is in his universe. Amen. God is moving in his universe. Shows us the Father. I'm reading mostly the quotes. Amen. You remember one time Brother Branham met a person who does not believe God? Maybe you call infidel man. Amen. So Brother Branham started to talk with him about the apple tree. Amen. And Brother Branham asked him that how when the winter comes, so how that life goes down in the roots, and how that tree hides life in the roots. Amen. And next spring, before even the weather begins to moderate, here comes the sap back up, bringing with it new life. Explain that to me. Tell me what does it.
Right.
Then that man infidel said, I never thought of it before.
Right.
Then Brother Branham said, I said, it is God in his universe.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So we know that man repented and gave his life.
Amen.
To the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Because Brother Branham showed him God in the nature, in the universe, in the tree, amen, in the plant life, amen. So then another quote, Brother Branham said the same message. Now we are going to take God in his word, just for a minute. How many believes God is in his universe? Sure, he is in his universe. Amen. Hallelujah. Because everything is his expression. But Branham said, God hides himself in a seed.
Yes.
He said, God hides himself in his flower. Amen? In the message, God hiding himself in simplicity, he said, look, God hides himself in the corruption of his dead seed to bring forth life. 166 paragraph, he said, quote, just think, they can break atoms and do everything else, but when it comes to touching life, they can't even tell where it come from.
Right.
A simple blade of grass and God is hid in it.
Right.
Even one leaf.
Yeah.
Amen. So God created everything. Amen. That he hides himself in simplicity. In his creation. In a simple blade of grass. God hides himself. Amen. So this universe is wonderful. filled with many things. But the universe has a mystery. The mystery of the universe is God. God created the universe and then hid himself in it so that man would not visibly see him but search for him. That's what Romans 1:19-20 says. Amen. So the mystery of the universe is God. Because God is hidden in his universe. Even in a simple blade of grass. Amen. Hallelujah. So the mystery of the universe is God. God is the source of the laws and principles that govern the universe. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we say the mystery means that something is hidden, concealed, yet very real. Something is hidden, but it is there. It is real. Amen. So there is a spiritual reality hidden behind the seen things. A spiritual universe behind the physical one. Natural is always a type of spiritual. Before God created man on the earth, man was already in heaven. We have four living creatures. Lion was already in heaven before came on the earth. Ox was already there. Eagle was already there. So everything created on the earth is just for us to understand invisible things. Like when Moses went up on the mountain, God showed him the tabernacle. Invisible, something invisible up in heaven. So then Moses made the tabernacle according to the heavenly pattern. So everything on the earth, amen, is just a shadow of the positive. The eternal things. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything. That's why I said tree. Jesus Christ is tree. He is the vine. He is the branch. He is the, amen, leaves. He is the water. He is the stone. In animal life, he is the loin. He is an ox. Amen. He is lamb. Hallelujah. He is dove. Everything on earth is his expression. He is the principal theme of the universe. He is the principal theme of his creation. Because he has the preeminence in the stars, in the nature, in the creation. Everything speaks of him. He is all in all, the Bible says. He is everywhere. Amen. There are billions and billions of planets, stars, and heavenly bodies, and there are many, many galaxies out there. Amen. So this all is mystery. And if we take God out of this, we have nothing. Universe would not be beautiful. It is beautiful because of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So Brother Branham said, my first Bible was nature. Amen. He read the Bible in the nature, sun, all that, we know that. Amen. So if God were to taken away from the universe, there would be no mystery of the universe. It means that if God is taken away, there would be no universe. The universe would not exist because God himself is the hub, the center of the universe as a great wheel. Ezekiel 10:10, wheel in the midst of a wheel. So I'm quoting from Brother Branham, what think you of Christ? What think you of Christ? Ezekiel. Ezekiel said, when I saw him, he was a wheel in the middle of the wheel. Standing way in the middle of the air. In other words, the whole creation was revolved around that hub in the wheel. But Branham is speaking, every spoke, every rim, everything else depended on the hub in the wheel. The wheel in the middle of the wheel, way in the middle of the air. Amen. If God as a center, as the hub, were taken away, the universe as a wheel would not exist. Therefore, God is the mystery of the universe. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. So now God, everything Brother Branham said and the Bible says, is created for a purpose. Yeah. And he started to express himself through the universe. Yeah, right. And he hides himself everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes,
amen.
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 That was the beginning of his expression, his manifestation, when he started with the creation. Amen.
Amen.
He's all in all, the Bible says. Amen. So now that God wanted to express himself more and more, slowly, slowly, little by little, and he never been, amen, manifested completely. He expressed himself through the prophet, Joseph, David, Moses, priests, kings, Solomon, all that. Amen. So the mystery of the universe is God. And that God wanted to express himself in his fullness. Amen. But that God is invisible God. God is the Spirit. Spirit was brooding upon the water. Amen. In the beginning. And now that God became Christ, that is his first step we saw this morning.
Yes.
He became man. And the book of Colossians 2:2 speaks of the mystery of God, that God himself is a mystery, and that mystery is Christ.
Yes.
So the mystery, mystery of the universe is God.
Amen.
And God's mystery is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Colossians 2:2. So God is a mystery. And the mystery of God is Christ.
Amen.
God is invisible God.
Amen.
Amen. But there is a visible expression of God, which is Christ as the embodiment of God.
Amen.
The Bible says, no one ever saw the Father. But the Son revealed him. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. Word made flesh.
Amen.
Let's read Colossians 2:2. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ. Amen. So what is the mystery of God? Where can we see God? Where we can find God? And how can we know God? Only through Jesus Christ. Because Brother Branham said, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Amen. So God came in the form of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the visible manifestation, visible expression of invisible God. God is a mystery. Christ is the mystery of God. And God is embodied in Christ to be expressed through him Now we can know God and contact God in Christ and through Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. This shows us that without Christ, there is no God. Hallelujah. The mystery of God is Christ. Christ is God.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word. Amen. I and my Father are one. Amen. If we want to know God, who is a mystery, we need to know Christ. The New Testament tells us not only about God, it tells us that God was embodied in Christ, and in Christ dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. Where is God? God is in Christ. God is Christ. Amen. The mystery of God is Christ. Colossians 2:2. Amen. And for us to know the mystery of God, Christ, we need to have our hearts comforted, knit together in love, and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding. Amen. All the fullness of Godhead bodily was in Christ. God, who was hidden in his universe. Amen. He became man. Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the mystery that infinite God, amen, could be incarnated in a finite man. Eternal God incarnated into a mortal body. Amen. A little man called Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So Christ is the mystery of God. And all the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in him. If all the fullness of God dwells in Jesus, amen, and as believers we are united to him, then we are also complete in him.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says.
Right.
If he were not God, we could not be complete in him. Because he is God, and we are united with him through faith. Amen. So we are complete in him.
Amen.
It means we are full in him.
Right.
We are perfect in him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Christ is nothing less than God. He is God himself as the Word, who was the beginning with God and was God. And he became flesh, being incarnated to be a man. Amen.
Amen.
If we want to know God, we need to know Christ.
Amen.
Christ is the mystery of God.
Amen.
To define God, to express God, to manifest God. Amen.
Amen.
To explain God and make God real to man. Without Christ, God is just a term. Amen.
Amen.
With Christ, God becomes a fact, a reality.
Amen.
God embodied in a man.
Amen.
This is such a mystery.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we read this morning. Great is the mystery of godliness.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes,
God manifested in the flesh. Amen. So how can the infinite God become a man? And how can a man embody God, to express God, define God, and explain God? This is a mystery.
Right.
Hallelujah. Outside Christ, without Christ, we can never see God.
Right.
Because the Bible says, 1 John 2:23, whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father.
That's right.
But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. John 1:18, no man hath seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Amen. God is a mystery. Amen. And Christ is the mystery of God. Amen. So Christ is the mystery of a mystery.
Yeah.
Amen. The mystery of Christ is the church. That is the second fold. Hallelujah. Mystery of the universe is God. Mystery of God is Christ. Amen. And mystery of Christ is the church. God is a mystery. He is a mystery of the universe. Christ is a mystery. He is the mystery of God. If we want to know God, who is a mystery, we need to know Christ. Amen. So the Bible says, Ephesians 5:32, this is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Amen. When he's talking about the marriage, all that, he said, this is a great mystery. The church is a great mystery. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. According to God's word, there are different dispensation, different ages, different time, which God works differently and relates to man in a different way. Father, Son, pillar of fire, pillar of cloud. Amen. When we read the church ages, every time we see that, when Martin Luther came with justification. Amen. Yeah. That was God's expression. Yeah. That was God's manifestation. Yeah. But when he revealed himself, manifest himself in sanctification through Wesley, that was different expression. Because God was revealing himself little by little. Then with the Pentecostal speaking in tongues was same God was expressing himself. All through the ages, amen, same God manifesting himself in different ways, diverse manner, but plan and purpose and goal was the same. Amen. Throughout all the dispensation, his heart's desire and intent remained the same. Because he wanted to achieve that goal. Right. That is the church.
Amen.
Because the church is a mystery. The kingdom of heaven is a mystery. Yes, the gospel is a mystery. Amen. The indwelling of Christ in us is a mystery.
Yes,
hallelujah. And the coming resurrection and transfiguration of the saints is also a mystery. Amen. So all these mysteries were hidden in the times of the age. In all those during seven church ages. Amen. In the past, all these mysteries were hidden. But we, Lord gave us the promise that when the seventh angel comes, in the sounding of the voice of the seventh angel, all this mystery will be revealed to the church. But Branham said, which was in God's mind, hidden in God's back part of God's mind, now is in the heart of the bride.
Amen.
And bride knows what he wants to do with his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So all this mystery will be completed in the days of the voice of the seventh angel.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's read Ephesians 3:4-6. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Verse 4, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Amen. So today, whosoever wants to find Christ must find the church. Amen. God, who was hiding himself in the universe, he hid himself in a little body called Jesus Christ. Amen. And then when that body was crucified, that eternal spirit came out of that body, the token, literal life of Jesus Christ. Amen. So that life is in the church.
Amen.
God dwells in Christ.
Amen.
And Christ dwells in the church.
Amen.
Amen. That's what we saw this morning. God dwells in His church.
Right.
And His church is His house.
Amen.
House of the living God.
Amen.
The mystery of the universe lies in God.
Right.
The mystery of God lies in Christ.
Amen.
And the mystery of Christ lies in the church.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we have the responsibility to tell the truth.
That's
to
right.
Preach the truth. Never compromise.
Right.
Amen. Because the truth, we are holding the truth.
Right.
We have the truth. And truth has been restored to us.
Right.
And that is Jesus Christ's word. Amen. So this mystery is God. This God is in Christ. And this God is Christ. Amen. And this Christ is in the proper church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God poured Himself into Christ. And Christ poured Himself into the church. Threefold mystery, threefold purpose, threefold plan to achieve the goal. Amen. But Branham said, the message, have faith in God. And everything that God was, God emptied His entire being into Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And everything Jesus Christ was, He emptied into the church.
Wow. Yes. Amen.
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 Now, when it said here that He emptied Himself or poured out now, we would think like this, that He vomited up. The English word of empty or poured out from Him, see, something went out of Him that was different from Him. But the word kenosis in the Greek does not mean that He vomited up,
right.
His arm went off, or His eye went out another person. That is, He changed Himself.
Amen.
He poured Himself into another mask,
yeah.
Into another form. Not another person went out of Him called the Holy Spirit, but it was He Himself.
Yes.
You get it? He Himself poured Himself into the people.
Yes.
Christ in you.
Yes.
How beautiful, how wonderful to think. God pouring Himself into the human being, into the believer, poured out. It was a part of His drama too, to do so. Amen. God, all the fullness, all the Godhead bodily was in this person, Jesus Christ. He was God and God alone. Not a third person or a second person or a first person, but the person God veiled in human flesh.
Amen.
Amen. So, Brother Branham is showing us that God, who was in the body of Jesus Christ, is now in the body of the believer.
Right.
The church is the body, the fullness of Christ, the one who fills all in all.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians 1:22-23. And hath put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things, to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him, that filleth all in all.
Amen.
Amen. So the church is His body. And whatever Christ is, He emptied out Himself.
Amen.
He poured Himself into His body. The believer. Amen. So the Bible says, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. How can we see Christ? How can we find Christ? Where can we see Christ? How can we hear and see Christ today?
Right.
Today, Christ can be found in his church, in his body, in his believer. Amen. When we come to the church, we see Christ expressed and manifested, for the church is the mystery of Christ. That's why I said this morning that wherever we are, why the Lord had chosen us. Remember, Paul said, he separated me from the womb of my mother. Amen. Yeah. To reveal his son in me.
Right.
Why he created Adam? To reveal himself in Adam.
Right.
The first messenger, Paul. He chose me, separated me, to reveal his son in me. So why he had chosen the church? That was his eternal plan in the eternity. He might have church. He might have the preeminence, like he has the preeminence in his nature, in his creation, everywhere. Amen. He wanted that kind of preeminence in the believers, in the bodies of the believer. Amen. So we are here to express and manifest Christ. The bride ministry is to impart Christ.
Amen.
Because we have the fullness of Christ in us. When we come to the church, we see Christ expressed through different brothers and sisters. Amen. The church is not just a gathering of Christians coming together for some social activities or something like evangelistic work. No. We are here to express Christ. Manifest Christ. Remember, that is his eternal desire. Amen. That is his good pleasure. Hallelujah. The church is the body of Christ, the mysterious corporate expression of Christ. Amen. So now today, Christ is found in the church. I am the church as an individual. But Branham said church is not a building. He said the people. We are the church. Amen. And the church is the mystery of Christ, who in turn is the mystery of God, who himself is the mystery of the universe. Christ and the church are the great mystery. Amen. Ephesians 5:32. Hallelujah. Christ and the church are one. For he is the head, and the church is the body. And the head with the body are the great mystery. Invisible union of the bride of Christ. Amen. The great mystery we see in the Bible is Christ and the church. Christ is the mystery of God. Church is the mystery of Christ. But Branham said, Christ walking on our feet. That is Christ in the church today. Taking his wife back. See the threefold mystery now. God manifested in Christ. Christ manifested in the church. All together to bring back the original Adam and Eve again. Three things. God in Christ. Christ in us. Now going back in the Garden of Eden. Restoration. First to express himself in Christ. Then express himself through the church. And the church, and the same thing, Christ was the Word, and the church becomes the Word when it lets the Word go through them.
Amen.
I think we should read this again. Christ was the Word, amen, and the church becomes the Word when it lets the Word go through them.
Amen.
When we allow. When we surrender,
yes.
When we yield, when we give ourselves to him.
Right.
Amen. Amen. So then that word becomes flesh in us.
Yes.
Then we become the written epistle, read by all men.
Yes.
Amen. So Brother Branham says, Christ is the mystery of God's will. It is a revelation. It is as eternal as God's word is eternal.
Right.
Look. But the threefold purpose of God's great mystery is revealed. Amen?
Amen.
Great mystery. Three threefold purpose of God's great mystery is revealed. What is that? He said, God manifested in Christ. Christ manifested in the church in order to redeem the lost Eve back to the original condition in the Garden of Eden. Amen? Very simple. God wanted to express himself. He was all alone in eternity. He made plan. That plan was hid in himself because never been told anyone. That plan was he's going to get a group of people. And he will express himself in his fullness.
Yeah.
Remember, he was never been. Amen. Expressed, manifested in his fullness. That's where Branham's word. Amen. Hallelujah. So our ministry is not, that's why a couple of places in the Punjab I was preaching, I said, I am here for Christ and Christ alone. Amen. This message is to declare that he is here.
Right.
Whole message is pointing us to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And when all the seals, everything, all the word being revealed, he said, just live a simple life, closer walk with God.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So he said, Christ is those seals. Amen. So everything is Christ. But Branham said he is the hub, he is the center, he is the rim, he is the spoke, he is everything. And he is everything, even he is the visible image of invisible God. He is the main thing in the Godhead. We cannot understand Godhead because he is the image of the Godhead bodily. Amen. Without him, because he is the visible image. Amen. Yeah. So everything, he is the main one, Brother Branham said.
Yeah.
Amen. So main one means he has the preeminence.
Yes.
He is the principal theme of the Bible.
Right.
He is the principal of theme of the church.
Amen.
Our songs. Everything.
Amen.
Principal theme means he has the preeminence. Amen. So now again one quote. The works that I do shall you do also. Not another work. But God wants to bring the Holy Ghost in you. To continue the same work that he was doing in Christ. Amen. The purpose of sending the Holy Ghost was for God to continue through a bunch of people to continually manifest God to the world. So why he sent the Holy Ghost? But Branham said Holy Ghost is God himself. In our bodies. Multiplication. Amen. The Holy Ghost is given that we may express his life in this world.
Right.
The token must be on display.
Right.
And the evening message required for the token.
Right.
Hallelujah. So now in closing, I want to leave with you a thought, and which is very, I think, important.
Amen.
Now we know, because we have the message of the hour, what God's eternal purpose, eternal desire, because Brother Branham said he's going to start the eternal age. Amen?
Amen.
That's eternity. Because that plan was planned in eternity for eternity. And we have come from the eternal thoughts of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So that plan was to achieve only one thing, that God wanted to express and manifest himself in or through us.
Amen.
Through the people.
Amen.
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 So now we know this. We understand this. Because this is revealed to us.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
So the revelation is given to us. What is the next? What is the next thing? Please listen closely, because I have not enough word to express this. With the limitation of the words, I really want to pour this thing. Amen?
Amen.
Revelation means something is unveiled. Revelation means something is made known to us. We have the revelation of the seven seals.
Yes.
We have the word in its fullness.
Amen.
And now we talk that we have the revelation, we have the revelation. Revelation means something is made known to us.
Yes.
What is made known to us? That God wanted to manifest himself in me. In you. As an individual. Amen. New Testament start with word becoming flesh. Amen. So the ministry, the pattern, Jesus Christ our Lord is going to lay it in the New Testament. Jesus Christ had a ministry. Amen? And he was a minister. He was a pastor. He was a prophet. But Branham said he was a deacon. When he, you remember, cleaned the temple. Amen? Amen? He was a trustee. He was a treasurer. But how he did that? So now in the New Testament, he's laying a foundation, a pattern. That pattern of the ministry is word.
Amen.
Must become flesh.
Amen.
That is the next step. Jesus Christ was word, became flesh.
Right.
And when the word becomes flesh,
yeah.
But Branham said the word is coming to get the word. So the revelation is given to us that we have to become the Word.
Amen.
Something is made known to us that we have to become the Word.
Amen.
So after revelation, this is the next step.
Amen.
The next step is we have to become the Word.
Amen.
That is the revelation. And when you become the Word, you do not need revelation.
Amen.
That is the next step.
Amen.
After the revelation.
Amen.
Revelation is something known to us.
Right.
Something we know we need to do. And that is, we have to become the Word.
Amen.
Jesus was the Word.
Right.
He was never ever waiting for the revelation.
Right.
When we become the Word, Word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Knows all the intents of the heart. Amen. And the Bible said there was no need for him to somebody tell him something. He knows everything. What is in the man's heart? Amen. I mean to say that we have the revelation, and that revelation tells us the bride will become the Word. And when she becomes the Word, she is more advanced than the revelation. Because revelation is she knows something. Amen? So now what she knows, now she is manifesting that. She put that action because that word is to apply. And when we apply that word, that when that word, that revelation becomes manifestation, we become a living manifestation of the written word. Then we are more advanced than revelation. Then our thoughts are God's thoughts. Our opinions are God's opinion. Remember Paul said, Second Corinthians? Let me read 7. Amen. So then we are going to close. I think it's 7. 2 Corinthians 7. So what will happen when we become the Word? Eat the book and become the Word. All the revelation given by Brother Branham telling us that God wanted to express himself, Word is becoming flesh. Amen. This is the revelation. And when Word becomes flesh, this is 2 Corinthians. So I want to read where Paul is saying that he's talking about the marriages and telling that. Then he says, I think the Spirit of the Lord is in me. That's what I want to read. So I do not have the scripture. Let me see. If anyone knows, I really want to read that. It's very important. Amen? So then we are going to close. So revelation, remember that, is something made known to us. What is made known to us? That we have to become the Word. We have to eat the message. Amen? When we become the Word, so then the Word is coming to take the Word. Amen. So sorry for 1 Corinthians 7. 1 Corinthians, not 2nd, 1st. Amen. So now Paul is talking about the marriage and these things. Amen. And then he says, there are so I'm going to read this 40. When he's talking all these things, then he says, but she is happier if she so abide after my judgment. And I think also that I have the Spirit of God. Amen? So now Paul says is, this is according to my judgment. Yes. Amen? And when we read here, there are more verses like this. He says, according to my judgment. And the judgment is opinion. He said, I have not received this from the Lord, but this is according to my judgment. Amen? If women want to marry or all the things, then at the end he says, after my judgment, and I think also that I have the Spirit of God. So this is Paul's opinion, but God confirmed it.
Amen.
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 So here somewhere he says, I am the one who have obtained the grace of God. Paul says in this chapter. Amen. So he was so sincere, amen, so slender, completely to God, that he says, I have obtained the grace of God. Amen. And then he,
which
do have you? So I let me read that then. Amen. 25. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord, yet I give my judgment as one that hath obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. So he was so faithful, like Brother Branham said, that church is on the road. Their thoughts, their opinions, their desires, their actions, everything will become his thoughts. Amen. So Paul was so faithful, so sincere, that when he gave his opinion, his judgment, the Holy Spirit confirmed it, vindicated it, and that was the first messenger. Now the second, the last messenger, Brother Branham, he said, I preach what Paul preached. And when he received the revelation about the marriage and divorce, he came back, he said, this is not Lord told me, but I say unto you. He was so faithful, so sincere, and his opinion, everything he was doing, pleasing God. And we say that he was the first fruit, Brother Branham. Amen. The waving sheaf. So it means that he lay, Brother Branham preached everything. What we need, we have. Now we have to eat it and become the word. That is the next step for us, which is more advanced than the revelation. Revelation is something known to us, but when we put that in action, when we started to manifest that, that's what God needs. That is the second fold. That's what Brother Branham said, I'm working on that. And even God, and we saw this in Brother Branham's life. And I do not say or not claim that I am reached to that standard or that level. But we know that what is the revelation and why the revelation is given. Amen. That revelation, amen, says that his church is his fullness. So let's express Christ in our house, in our neighborhood, in our office, in the train, in the bus, wherever. That is his delight, his heart desire. Amen. As a church, let's express Christ. As a family, let's express Christ. Amen. You know, Brother Branham said, God in skin, about the Father, as a father, as a mother. Amen. 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 And what we are going to do in the millennium? The nature, universe, everything will be his full expression. We are going to manifest and express Christ in the millennium. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. What a message we have received. Because of this message we can talk these things. And we know what God wants to do with his word. Because what was hidden in God's mind is now in the heart of the bride. Brother Branham said, what is the mystery? The word that was in the womb of Mary is now in the heart of the bride. Let's put that word in action. Let's manifest that word. That's why we are called. That's why he has redeemed us. That's why he has brought us into his kingdom. To express him. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, We thank you for your word. And Lord, we do not want to talk big, big things. Yes, to that we know these things. Your word says that if more is given, then more is required. And we see the conviction and the dedication of those people like Paul and Branham and others. Lord, we pray that bring us into that conviction, into that full faithfulness, that sincerity. If you will be more sincere, Lord, whatever we are hearing and whatever you are revealing, bring us into the obedience and submission of the word. And we want to be your expression. Because we know that you created universe to express yourself. You created human being to express yourself. God, who was hidden in the universe, came in the flesh, now is in the bride. And your word says, prophet said, before the rapture, bride will be final voice to the final is. Lord, when we know we have the ministry and we have this great responsibility on our shoulder, help us to preach the gospel, the message, Jesus Christ, without any compromise. And we want to be faithful. We want to be sincere for the calling. Bless this church. Bless all their efforts, Lord. And we want to be living manifestation for this day. Help us, Father. And we commit ourselves into your hand. And Lord, this evening, we want to say that this is our desire. This is what we want to do. Lord, help us when we go in our beds and trying to take some rest. Bring these things into our remembrance. Speak to us, Lord, tonight. And bring us under the full obedience to your word. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for this church. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. And amen. May the Lord bless you. I give the service to you.